Chuck Sambutino has written a new book called Red Dog, Blue Dog, When Pooches Get Political, just in time for the election season this fall. Chuck, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks for having me, Lee.
2 years ago, you were in the studio to talk about your book, How to Survive a Garden Gnome Attack. It's been optioned for a film?
That's right. What happened was, back in 2011, about a year ago, Robert Zemeckis, who is a famous director, he directed Back to the Future, and he directed Forrest Gump and a bunch of other films. Somehow, through blind luck, he happened to come across our book, and he really liked it, and he attached himself to the book project. And when Robert Zemeckis attached himself to the book project, keep in mind I had nothing to do with this, Sony Pictures Animation optioned the film rights off us, and so we're hoping that they choose to make it into a movie.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
The liner notes on the back of your new book, Red Dog, Blue Dog, state that you're a dog owner and a political junkie. So you've combined the two for this book?
Yeah, and I'll tell you real quick about how that happened because it's an interesting local story. Of course, I live in Cincinnati, and my wife and I's favorite restaurant is Jay Alexander's in Rookwood. What happened was we were at Jay Alexander's for a date night, and she could see that I was a little bit down, and she asked me, what's wrong? And I said, well, I just really think that I need to brainstorm a few more concepts for humor books. And it would have been totally acceptable for her to say, we're on a date and I don't want to hear about work. But she didn't say that. She said, okay, well, let's start talking. And so we ran through a few concepts, and it was her who suggested combining my love for dogs as well as my love for politics into a book project. And that is how the idea was born.
Is your dog in this book, and what kind do you have?
We have a poodle mix of some kind. We don't know exactly what he is because he's a rescue, but he's about 25 pounds, beige, just adorable, very lazy, very flabby. And he is in the book twice, actually once as a red dog and once as a blue dog. And my wife kind of demanded that he be in there twice. I think she wanted more. We settled on two.
So it's balanced.
It's balanced, and we don't want anyone accusing our dog of being partisan or pushing an agenda. You know how it is.
The book's basically a photography book divided up into photos of red dogs, which Republicans, and blue dogs, Democrats.
That's right. And it's totally balanced, and it's not designed to be pushing any messages or anything. It's a humor book. It's pure levity in what looks to be an intense election season with a lot of ads on TV.
Did you have any help with the captions and concepts for the photos?
The captions, a little bit, mostly friends and relatives who were looking at the book who would suggest things. But most of all, I have to give a big shout out to all the people I met over Twitter, Flickr, and Facebook, who submitted the images for free to me, basically, for the book. And the book is a testament to the power of social media and the people you can reach. And at the end of the day, I needed 140 images for the book, which means I had to review 10 times that many to find the images. Me, I had to look through 1,400 images and decide which ones I could use and get all the release forms. And I could only review that many good images by putting out massive calls through social media networks like Flickr, like Twitter, and asking my friends to push it to their friends as well.
So folks would just send you the photos and then you would put the captions on top?
That's why they had to put a little bit of blind faith in me. And a few people were asking, can my dog be a red dog, please? Can my dog be a blue dog? And I said, no, it doesn't work like that. Once you hand over the photo, it kind of just is, you're giving a little bit of faith to us. And some people, they've used it more as a joke, I think, when people post on Facebook, oh, my little Sadie the dog made it into the book, and I can't believe she's a Democrat, or something like that. They've been more cracking jokes about it, and I think that's been very welcome. This whole realization that the book is not to be taken seriously. It's to make people laugh who love dogs or who love politics.
Do you have any favorite captions in the book?
The one that people always seem to stop and point out is one of the first ones, and it's a picture of a dog. He was a very wary dog looking at a needle, and it says, Blue Dog was an atheist until about 30 seconds ago. And I don't know if that's my favorite, but that seems to be the one that people flipping through the book stop at and laugh out loud and think this is going to be a fun little thing to read. That one is popular.
You've got lots of different breeds of dogs, from German Shepherds to Border Collies. I even saw a Basset Hound. Do you think that the owners had a hard time, or you with your dog had a hard time posing them?
No, I think that basically when I put out a call for this, they didn't know exactly what they were submitting it. They just knew they were submitting it for a humor book that had to do with civics and humor. I just asked people to send in photos that were a little off, that were funny or unusual or wacky, something that wasn't just a photo of a dog sitting in the grass. And then they sent in the photos. So most of them weren't posed. In fact, well, very few were posed, but one of the ones you'll see is posed is my own dog, sitting in a cemetery that you can find, I believe, in the Blue Ash Evendale area, because we needed that joke, but no one turned in a photo of a dog walking around a cemetery. So he was a real trooper, and stayed for 5 minutes still where we shot photos of him.
How long did it take you from the beginning concept of the book to get it to publication?
That's a great question. And that comes into a bigger question that's kind of in my line of work, which is getting books published, is how long do books take to get published if you write a novel or you write something else? But the first time we came up with the idea was about April 2011, and then the book came out in August 2012. But the truth was, is that the book didn't get bought until fall 2011. So if you look at that, if the book was bought in October 11 and then it came out in August 12, that would be about 10 months, which is extremely, extremely quick for a book. But anybody interested out there who's interested in writing a book or a novel, if you go the traditionally published route like this, it's usually closer to a year and a half for a book to come out.
And who's publishing it?
Running Press is publishing this book. They're part of the Perseus Group and just very excited. They publish a lot of good little humor books and books that people can enjoy, like mass market appeal, popular humor books.
Is it available all over Cincinnati?
Oh, yeah. You can find Red Dog, Blue Dog at any of the Barnes & Nobles. In fact, I've personally signed copies at the Westchester location. I've signed them at the Deerfield location and the Kenwood location. I haven't visited the Newport on the Levee location, but I've also seen it on the kind of the Weird, Wild, and Wonderful table at Joseph Beth. You can buy it on Amazon, and you can also find it, I believe, in Urban Outfitters. I haven't seen the Cincinnati Urban Outfitters, but I have seen Urban Outfitters just in Chicago recently, and the book was there.
Are you going to be at Books by the Banks?
Yes, Books by the Banks, October 20th, 2012, is a huge book fair with authors signing their books and for them for sale. It's an incredible local event. It's the biggest book fair that Cincinnati has, and I will be there selling this probably as Christmas gifts, and a lot of bigger names than me will be there. Definitely worth Googling Books by the Banks, Cincinnati, and see who's coming this year.
A portion of the proceeds from Red Dog, Blue Dog will be donated to no-kill shelters and rescue operations around the country. Any local ones being supported?
Right now, the first local one to be supported that we're going to donate to soon is STAFF, which is Save the Animals Foundation. They're kind of the big no-kill shelter. Other than that, frankly, there's just a lot of places we were considering donating the money, and we need to do a little bit more research before we figure out exactly what we're going to do. But we hope to be making those announcements every few months on the website or Google Red Dog, Blue Dog. It should come up, and then you will see plenty of the jokes and humor. And if that makes you laugh, then maybe the book would make a good gift for you or somebody else.
And we'll have a link to that on our website, wvxu.org, also. The book's Red Dog, Blue Dog, When Pooches Get Political. Our guest tonight has been the author, Chuck Sambuccino. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Lee.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.